Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it's time to do another odds and ends show, and you've been, you know, rattling around in your closet, seeing what sort of bottles showed up. And interestingly enough, a theme emerged, and this is wine produced by folks who are better known for something else.
Well, yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
It really was kind of cool. You get to know so many quote-unquote friends in the business, and they emerge as being, you know, great producers of X, and then you find out other projects they've been involved with, and you go, wow, that's really interesting. So here's four wines in no particular order that I think really sort of fit that theme. So there is a guy named Adam Lee, who is a winemaker. His main project is a winery called Siduri, S-I-D-U-R-I. And they are very well known for really top-end, I mean, beautiful, beautiful Pinot Noir. And like we've seen with so many of these kinds of folks, they have other things they'd like to play with. Mm-hmm. And this guy, just like you, Al, is sort of a Zinfandel nut.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a Zinfandel project. And this is the Novy, N-O-V-Y, 2016 Russian River Valley Zinfandel. It's $25, so it's sort of right there. And I call it to be a slightly upper end, but a really good price point. This is just really nice Zinfandel. It's balanced. It's not over the top in any way. The fruit is well structured. It's got enough tannin to support it. You're going to get all those classic notes with a little bit of spice and a little bit of, you know, red berry. And it's just a really nice bottle of wine. And I think this is something he probably took a whole lot of joy in producing.
A Russian River Valley.
A Russian River
Valley
Zinfandel.
Doesn't get any better than
that. No, it's awesome. Freemark Abbey is a producer that we've been following for years. They make some of the most reputable Cabernet Sauvignons in all of Napa Valley. They've also been well known for being one of the last people, and I think they still do this, to do all their Chardonnays with no malolactic. So they're really focusing on that crisp, fresh Chardonnay style. And everybody seems to overlook the fact that they make a really nice Sauvignon Blanc. Which comes in at about $20 to $25.
I haven't tasted it. I remember that from years ago. I haven't tasted it
yeah,
recently.
Yeah, it's a really nice wine, and you're going to have all those sort of classic lemon, lime, peach, green apple flavors with really nice acidity and really good structure. And we forget about them when it comes to this, and I frankly rather pull the cork on this than a whole lot of other Sauvignon Blancs I've had. It's just classy. Now, there's been a trend in the last couple of years of some folks sort of reverting to the big, huge fruit, for lack of better words, fruit bombs, but I mean it in a nice way. And the Oren Swift, which we talked about recently, was involved in a project. And one of the gentlemen that was helping him with that is involved in this one as well. So here's two good big reds for you to look for. These are both in the $35 to $40 bottle range. One is called Prequel, and one is called Bootleg, and they're the same producers. Prequel is a Sonoma blend of 92% Syrah, 8% Petite Syrah, which is nothing but petite. So what happens is you've got your classic sort of big Rhone style on the Prequel. And then Bootleg is going to give you more of a sort of a classic Meritage, although it's got everything in it but the kitchen sink in it. It's got Cabernet Sauvignon, Petite Syrah, Zin, Syrah, Merlot, Malbec, and Petit Verdot.
Both of them
are about 15% ABV. Both of them are big, but the tannins are really well dialed down, well layered. Interesting, interesting, interesting.
We're going to put all these on the website so you can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.